KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today, with occasional showers mainly off to our east. We'll have a high around 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, an unidentified 40-year-old man was taken into custody Wednesday on suspicion of molesting a 6-year-old. According to the Ottawa Police Department, the suspect was being held in the Monona County Jail on $25,000 bond on a felony charge of second-degree sexual abuse. Officials say investigators believe the incident, which resulted in the man's arrest, occurred during the course of the past couple of weeks. They did not release the gender of the alleged victim. More news in just a moment.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Wednesday that a Red Oak man was arrested that afternoon on a valid warrant out of Missouri. 51-year-old James Edward Weiss was wanted for resisting arrest, leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident, first-degree property damage, and for numerous traffic and drug violations. Weiss was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $20,000 bond pending extradition to Missouri. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said one person was injured when the vehicle they were driving hit a fire hydrant and a tree Tuesday afternoon in Kimbleton. 61-year-old Marcia Louise Nelson of Kimbleton was traveling north on South Main Street at around 4:15 p.m. when she fell asleep at the wheel of her 2009 Chevy Impala. The car then crossed the center line of the road and hit the fire hydrant before colliding with a large tree. Nelson was transported by Elkhorn Rescue to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. She was cited for failure to maintain control, and her car sustained $15,000 damage during the crash. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to act on a resolution in support of naming two U.S. Highway 6 bridges in the county to commemorate two fallen Iowa State troopers, Lance Deitch and Stan Gerling. Trooper pilot Lance Deitch and Trooper Stanley Gerling were killed in an airplane accident on June the 30th, 1989, near Atlantic. The pair had been searching for an elderly man who had wandered off and were about to call off the search when the troopers located him in a soybean field. They began to circle the area when the plane made a sudden stop, and or rather sudden turn, and crashed vertically into the ground. Troopers Deitch and Gerling were the first aircraft fatalities since the addition of the patrol air wing in 1956. Trooper Lance Deitch, who lived in Council Bluffs, had served with the Iowa State Patrol for 6 years, while Trooper Gerling, who lived in Atlantic at the time, had served with the patrol for 1 year. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren will receive a certificate later this morning at the courthouse here in Atlantic in honor of his nomination for the prestigious 2012 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. The certificate will be presented at 11:30 a.m. at the sheriff's office by Jerry Hansen, who's chairman of the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve Agency for our area. The Freedom Award is the Department of Defense's highest recognition given to employers for exceptional support of Guard and Reserve employees. A review board comprised of military and civilian leaders had received 3,236 nominations earlier this year from Guard and Reserve service members or family members acting on their behalf. Only 160 employers have received the Freedom Award since it was established in 1996. Employers named as finalists for the award distinguish themselves not only for adhering to the employment and reemployment rights of Guard and Reserve members, but for actively creating opportunities to assist and support the service of both Guard and Reserve employees and their families. The event honoring Sheriff McLaren is open to the public for his support of our military. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in Atlantic at 9 o'clock. One of the items on their agenda is to act on setting the dates for hearings on a proposed Cass County illegal dumping ordinance. When the board met April the 11th, the subject of improper disposal of solid waste was discussed. Officials say improper dumping of solid waste, such as appliances or garbage in roadside ditches and elsewhere, is an ongoing problem in Cass County, and an illegal dumping task force has been formed to work on the problem. Cass County Landfill Operations Manager Wendy Whitrock told the board back in April and stressed to the public that illegal dumping is wrong and the public needs to report incidents of illegal dumping. Whitrock said that the organization Keep Iowa Beautiful may help to deter the crime by setting up cameras in known problem areas. The county's current disposal of solid waste ordinance says that improper disposal of solid waste is a simple misdemeanor, and if convicted, the violator will be imprisoned no more than 30 days or receive a fine of up to $100. In other business, the Board of Supervisors this morning will hear from Steve Livengood with the Cass County Public Safety Commission, and he'll discuss the commission's ongoing efforts toward relocating the Cass County 911 Center and will request a letter of support to that effect from the Board of Supervisors. The 911 Center is currently located in the basement of the courthouse. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in the funeral announcements, Judy Ray Jude Leniker Philbrick, age 59 and formerly of Dexter, died Saturday. Memorial services for Judy Philbrick will be this morning at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Erling. Lloyd Murtis, age 86, of Carson, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Lloyd Murtis will be today at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edna Weeks, age 84, of Audubon, died May 24th in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Edna Weeks will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lloyd Robinson, age 72, of Irwin, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Lloyd Robinson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lois Wolford, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lois Wolford will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bill Wolfe, age 89, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in West Des Moines. Funeral and Masonic services for Bill Wolfe will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Alan Burks, age 78, of Manila, died Tuesday in Denison. Funeral services for Alan Burks will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Gerald Esslinger, age 85, of Bayard, died Monday in the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Gerald Esslinger will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Aletha Brew, age 86, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Aletha Brew will be on June the 5th at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be held on Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Frances Jean Carlson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Services for Frances Carlson are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.